Good morning, Mile High. I have the distinct pleasure of introducing our next guest, and he wrote out an introduction. However, I'm going to share a personal thing about him instead of reading his introduction. And this is because when I lived in Yonkers, New York, and was not yet thinking about going to chiropractic school, my mom is a chiropractor, my stepdad is a chiropractor, and on a table was his book, one of his books, Patient's Point of View. And I remember reading that, you know, as a high school student, like kind of flipping through it, and thinking, wow, there's this person who's not a chiropractor writing a book about chiropractic. And I didn't, you know, had my 19-year-old point of view about chiropractic at that point. But it was the first book that I picked up about chiropractic. And this person, William Esteb, Bill Esteb, Bill, does so much for chiropractic. His company, Patient Media, makes incredible materials that we've used in our office for a very long time. And he always reinvents stuff, and he's just amazing. Also, I really am deeply appreciative of Bill because I've called on him a lot of times for things. And sometimes he says, it's you again. But he always shows up. He always shows up for chiropractic. I called him, can you speak at this? Sure, absolutely. Can you donate some posters to put them up in the health center at Sherman College because the posters are looking old? Of course, you know I will. Donate some. They show up so we can have nicer posters up when people go see the health clinic at Lyceum. And so he always shows up for chiropractic. Speaking of Sherman, I want to remind you again, you're losing the opportunity to buy a banquet ticket. So if you can invest in Sherman College and Sherman's future by buying a banquet ticket, have lunch with Bill Esteb, myself, the Mile High Marshals, the other speakers, pick up that lunch ticket at the next break. And we look forward to joining you there. And I'd like to give a warm Mile High welcome to Bill Esteb.
So I get this phone call 6-7 months ago. It's Danny Knowles. Now what does he want? He says, Bill, do you believe in free speech? And I said, well, yeah, this country is based on the freedom of free speech. He says, great, because we'd like you to come give a free speech. So I hope you'll get your money's worth. So why do patients do what they do? And I'd like to share a couple of ideas about why they do that, and more importantly, equip you with some things you can take home on Monday to actually change what patients do. And I know at this moment you have... Please, no pictures. I've always wanted to say that. If you want to get a hold of me or explore some of these ideas in more detail, here's my contact information, bill@patientmedia.com. bill@patientmedia.com. Of course, at this moment, you have no reason for why you'd want to talk to me, but anyway, you might. And but I have had that email address for 14 years, so I get a lot of spam. So to separate your emails from the penis enlargement emails, because you get those too, right? It's not just me. Good. If you put Mile High maybe in the subject line, then we just separate those right out real fast. I want to first start by talking about your enemy, because you have a formidable one. And to leave this little love fest this weekend without understanding your enemy would be squandering this opportunity. So I want to talk about your enemy. think it was a line from Godfather Part 2 where you keep your friends close and your enemies closer, something to that effect. So it's crucial to know what you're up against, because you don't want to take a knife to a gunfight. Many chiropractors do. And probably the very best way of doing this is just to share a personal story. I was conceived on the evening of February 29th, 1952. My parents thought it would be kind of cool to get married on leap year day. So 9 months later, I showed up to the day. So I'm a product of love, if you know what I mean. Anyway, so I'm in this perfect 98.6 environment, every need taken care of. Life is wonderful. And over a period of months, things became increasingly constrained, and at some point I was asked to leave. And I immediately suffered genital mutilation. Is this too personal? I don't know why you think that's funny, but the very first healthcare lesson that I learned was shortly after birth, that I was flawed and somehow needed to be corrected. Now, I believe everything that's ever happened to us is encoded in this holographic soul package we live in. We may not be conscious of it, we may not have language to describe it, but it's in there. The next healthcare lesson that I learned was 4 years later. 4 years later, I went to God's house for the very first time. My parents at that point were living in Southern California, and God's house was darker and cooler, I remember, and also very painful, because in 1956, that's when we would get our polio vaccination at the church, schools. My second healthcare lesson was that I somehow lacked the facilities to handle life on this planet of yours and needed some outside-in help. Now, my parents had the wisdom of leaving Southern California in the 50s and moving to Olympia, Washington, and in second grade, I learned my next healthcare lesson. In second grade, I came down with the mumps or the measles or the chicken pox, had them all. In those days, we weren't afraid of those types of childhood diseases. I had obvious symptoms. I had to stay home. I was in home in my pajamas for a week, and at some point, the symptoms subside. I was anointed well and allowed to go back to school. The healthcare lesson in second grade, symptoms equals sick, no symptoms equals well. The next healthcare lesson I learned was a year later. Kept getting these upper respiratory infections. I'd go to the medical doctor, say, ah. Young man, those tonsils need to come out of there. It was all the rage in 1962. So for my very first sleepover, I checked into St. Peter's Hospital in Olympia, Washington. Had my tonsils removed. Healthcare lesson? I have extra parts. The next healthcare lesson I learned was in high school. Yes, we call this a babe magnet. That's right. Those glasses are coming back, though. I think you can get them on eBay now. But in high school, I kept getting these headaches. Would ingest aspirin, the headaches would go away. The lesson was that health comes from the outside in. And just to put a cherry on top, when I was at college, I learned my next healthcare lesson, that when you ingest stuff into your body, it changes how you feel. My point isn't to show off baby pictures, but to remind you that patients come in with a pre-existing problem, what they believe. After an entire lifetime of being exposed to an allopathic medical paradigm. And we tend to want to ignore this pre-existing condition and to pour chiropractic care into them, thinking that by speaking it into their ear, they will discard their previous beliefs and embrace yours. Frankly, it's a form of ear raping. Non-consensual conversation.